Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. We can be sure that this letter was written to Christians from a Jewish background, and that it was written to a particular church. Later in the letter, we learn that the believers had suffered for their faith soon after they came to faith in Christ, but now they had become complacent and lazy. The writer was anxious that they might drift away from the truth. The expression drift away is one that's well known in Greek literature, and it's used to refer to a ring slipping off the finger, or some food slipping down the wrong way, or a ship carelessly slipping past the harbour because the person at the wheel wasn't paying attention. The writer wants the congregation to realise that in just the same way it's possible to drift away in their faith. It can happen so easily. In my experience, when people stop attending church, it's rarely because they've come to a conviction that Christianity is wrong. What has happened is that they've simply drifted away. Perhaps they were busy at work, or the children had other activities on a Sunday morning, or somebody in the family was ill, or they moved house. There was no deliberate intention to reject the Christian faith, merely a slow, gradual, but in the end irreversible drifting away. The words of Hebrews are just as relevant today as they were to the writer's situation 2,000 years ago. And the answer is that we all need to make sure that we're listening carefully to the truth. And that will be achieved most easily by each of us having good rhythms in our Christian life, reading the Bible and praying every day, meeting with other Christians and joining together in worship are all valuable ways of ensuring that we don't drift away. There are no laws about these things any more than there are laws which we need to put in place to maintain strong personal relationships. But if we are to keep strong in faith, we need to look carefully at our personal rhythms to ensure that there's no possibility of us drifting away. So let me ask you a question. What do you need to do to strengthen your personal rhythms of Bible reading, prayer, fellowship, and worship? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to keep close to you every day so that there's no danger of us drifting away. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.